He has a discussion. We started the shiur discussing before we got to the Yom Kippur stuff, talking about when you have something like this in front of me, right? See this? What's the shot over here? Was it once attached? Was it never? This has never been detached in history. And if that's the case, it's a very serious problem. Open the Mishnah Berurah. Show it to you inside. We saw it yesterday. See it again. Shin Mem, towards the end. Please turn if you don't mind. Shin Mem, you have in front of you a Mishnah Berurah. Shin Mem, towards the end. Please look inside. Shin Mem. There could be two cases where things are stuck together. Either they're stuck together from the beginning, or they became stuck together at the end. And the Mishnah Berurah makes the proper distinction over here in Sivkotin, Mem Hei. Heicha sheniftuch adap in lahadodi aile shava o b'shas hakshira mutu l'poscha. Kev no nasa l'kiyum. It was just got somehow heat sealed together by mistake. Certainly, b'meil b'lo miskavim. Not like Torah for Nakorea, nothing. That's pretty permissible. And that's exactly according to the Lamatas Malachas. He has letters here. He mentions he wasn't lazy. He wrote to the companies. He asked them, what happened? I have this disposable diaper. Before I want to use it, I see it's stuck together on top. How did it get stuck together? What happened exactly? Watch this. Index here? Oh boy, I'm sure I'll put the indexes on the back. Because he had literally letters which he got from the companies that manufactured these diapers, and he asked them the question, why is it stuck together? Diapers. Pulling open tabs. 845. Must have just missed it. Here he goes. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Not letters. Interviews. I made a mistake. He says, the sticking problem can become, sometimes occur during packing as well. After they are cut, the separated diapers, approximately 40 at a time, are compacted by special equipment in order to fit as many pieces as possible to a small package. The tight packing can, on occasion, also cause a plastic liner to become slightly stuck. All these occurrences are considered by the manufacturer to be mild, but acceptable production defects. Factual information based on interviews with Mr. Mike Whiting, April 14, 1997, and Ms. Marla Michael, April 17, 1997, representatives of Procter & Gamble, Inc. It is homework. So if page 846. So if the same thing happened over here, then it's no problem. But in case it never was separated, it is a problem. Someone's supposed to look it on the internet, but it didn't show up today. I don't want to mention his name. I don't know. After Yontif, I'm giving a homework assignment for 2 weeks. What's shot in these tissues? I've seen tissues where it's stuck. Little things. Was it separate? Or was it never, was it separated and in the packing it came in here again? You're like, okay, see this? What happened? What's the shot? It was never separated over here? Or it was in the packing, they jammed it in and it got stuck again? I wouldn't know. But if it was the Choras, it all depends upon that. I don't know, and I need you to help me to find out. And I don't know, until then, with the question, what can you do until then? I don't know. What should we say? Sveik al Chumrah. Talk about the Rices, the Rabbonans. So if it's talking about tissues, maybe you can be Machmir and then someone live without it. But if it's toilet paper, there's a head of covered abris. So then if there's nothing else going to work, so then you can open up the Rosh, I'll show it to you. Open up the Rosh, the Perek Ches, Simen Aleph. And he has a head of covered abris. The very, very end of Simen Aleph. He says, if these guys, Kalach Hayad, okay, Kalach Hayad is Mutter. That's the last few lines in the Simen Aleph Perek Ches. And then Gos Ashri, on the spot, says, Miu kalach hayad mutter, right? And he says it's an issue of Kavod Abrius, and it's found in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that certain things which are doing Kalach Hayad because of Kavod Abrius. You'll find it in Shin Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken. Open the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Beis. I believe it's there. Shin Yud Beis. Sivkot and Chof. Kilach Hayat. Kilach Hayat. Doesn't use the word Kavod Abrius over here, so it's slightly different. We know Kavod Abrius is the matter of the Rabbanim's Bechlal. If we're going to say that cutting toilet paper is the Rabbanon, then b'pshuto, you don't need Kalach Hayad. You just do it straight. How would you do it Kalach Hayad? So I saw one of the Sfarim, use your elbow. I said, use your teeth. That's much it is. It's covered with your teeth. That's the teeth and using your elbow. But I saw that the Aruch HaShav use your elbow. And I do that. So you take it all like this. What about band-aids, Rabosai? Band-aids. So here, Rabosai, why is a band-aid? There are some poskim who say that a band-aid, if there's no sakana, you may not use a band-aid. Tofer! Yes, it's the Rabbanon. It's true, it's the Rabbanon. Because you don't want to, as he writes in the Hil Halicha Shabbos, you have no intention of making the band-aid part of your body. What's the idea of tofer? Suppose you want to make the two things into one thing. That's not your intention, so it's only the Rabbanon. But Issur the Rabbanon is also an Issur. And Issur the Rabbanon is an Issur too? Yeah, it's a problem. Shmir Shabbos can cause us makel and band-aids. Doesn't tell you why. He's makel, just says it's mutter. It's a perik lamed hey. I have it in Sif Chav Zayin. Doesn't tell you why. He just assumes a double pushin. That if you have a cut, you can put on a band-aid. Why not? Mutter lachosh petha bismis in Gaza. Kigon band-aid. Band-aid. Doesn't tell you why. He just doesn't tell you, he doesn't explain why. Why is there an issue of tofer? So Rav Nissen Karelitz in his Chut Shani said, you know why? Because tofer is only by soft items. That's Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi, only soft, not hard. But the extra chiddush is, Rav Shlomo Zalman also has, if you're going to tell me that there's no issue when it comes to hard items, not only if they're both hard, but if one is soft and one is hard, it's also okay. So the soft bandage on the hard body is mut. And the Aruch HaShav is supposed to be Avil Yashav in the Gulf War. Who remembers the Gulf War? You're too young to remember the Gulf War. Only the so-called grown-ups here remember the Gulf War. The Gulf War is 1991. I think called the Cheder Atum. But they still have Cheder Atum. I think it is by law. Now Nebuch with Assad, it's no joke. Cheder Atum. So Rabbi Yashin said, when you have to seal the room, they call it the seal room, right? That's cool. They had to put tape. So Rabbi Yashin Paskin put the tape directly on the mashkof, on the hard lintel and doorpost. Don't put tape on top of tape. Why? Because rach on kosher is more cow. But they write there correctly. You can't bring me a rye for Rabbi Yashin said in the Gulf War. That it's mutter samtacha. It was a shasatchak. It was a because nefesh karmiyot. He just said one is better than the other. They don't want it. They don't want to misquote him as saying he held his het gama. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held his het gama. Rabbi Nisgaros held his gama. A dove a rach and dove a kosha. They say it's absolutely no problem. That's Yerushalm. Kriya ba'oros be'ilan dirachaya. It's enough for the Yerushalm. It has to be soft. Be soft. Fine. As a matter of fact, El Yashiv is quoted as being machmir, not to put a bandage on. So apparently that head that they gave in the Gulf War was in fact only in the Gulf War. The quote that some say, come on, the Ramon, Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel, take a look. Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel, says when it comes to a temporary tfira, which could be a tfira of usage, that's the question whether it's usage or not usage, but a temporary tfira is mutter except in front of an Amoritz. So one of the, I think the Bitzion Abba Shaul, the Or Litzion, he talks about this. He says, you know what? Shemutah called it this Ramah, I, what about an Amoritz? That the average Amoritz has no idea that there's any shell of tefillah put on a bandit. So, you know about the Amoritz? He doesn't know the Yisra in the first place. All the Tzion Chelek Beis, Perek Lamed Vav, Sif Tetzvav, says that. Okay? I'm not sure the way we learned Pshat in the Ramo yesterday, the Tether of Shimush, that you can bring a raya from this Ramo to the case of the bandit. Here, it's on and off the way you use it. Here, once you put it on, it's not so much something which is used and reused, etc., etc. Okay, fine. Then there's a discussion. Is it tfira begufa odom? Is it tfira on a human body? Yes or no? Yes or no? So, the question is a double question. The question is tfira on the human body and tfira in the human body. They're two separate shilas over here. Okay? On the human body, why not? You'd be tofer on a desk, why not the human body? As long as soft and hard is also, what's the difference in the human body? What about tefillah within the body, such as stitches? Stitches. Can you use stitches as a shiloh? And can you, how should you say, is an open cut, by putting the bandit on, you're in effect sealing the tear in the human body. Forget the Easter of Tofer between the bandage and the body. Between the body and the body. So Rav Vazna talks about that in Shevet Alev. Chelek Tes Siman Ayin Daled. He says like this, no, you're not sewing body to body. You are bringing body to body closer. The healing process happens by itself. You didn't do it. Interesting? That's Rav Vazna's kula. Butterfly stitches? What are these? Bandages, which sort of bring the skin close to each other, because it's natural process which is going to actually bring it mamish together. You didn't do it. You didn't do it yourself. You didn't do it yourself. Now.
What happened if I took two pieces of cloth and I put a piece of tape between them, attached them?
If they're tight, it's tofer. If they're not tight, then it's not tofer.
You're not going to get
it. Very, very tight.
No, but it's not that the two pieces of cloth have to be mended. Or they're just being attached. That's enough,
you know. Gosh, if they're not attached, it's not tofer. It has to be very tight. That's what we thought. There's all the discussions over there. He says that he's not sure if it's tofer gomor. Is it makabe patish? The Rambam talks about makabe patish on the human body in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. That's his discussion. Fine. He discusses the following interesting thing. I have to put many bandages on. He wants to know that every bandage is only a chatzi malach, and not a chatzi shir bekamas, chatzi shir be'eich. It's all Rav Vazna's. To me, the whole thing is a chiddush. I wouldn't have said that way. The last one, that's the one that works. The one before, the one that brings them together. Except for his oldest throw that happens by itself. So I saw that the halicha Shabbos is absolutely pasha to him that there is tefira beguf ha'adam. How does he know? Because it's bone beguf ha'adam. Mapis mursa. Daf Kuv Zayin. Remember, also open up Daf Kuv Zayin Masechta Shabbos. You'll see there can be malachas on the human body can exist. In Washington, there be tefillah. Suffolk. What's the suffolk? Mapis Mursa. Chayev. What are you chayev for? What are you chayev for? What are you doing? Right? What are you chayev? Chayev Shembone on the body. You made a hole in the pus hole or something to get at the pus. Chayev Shembone. Even though it's in the human body, in the Furusha Gemara. That's one Gemara on both sides. Remember Godelis? We had Godelis on that Tzadi Hay we discussed it a while ago. You're taking the hair, right? Chayim Shembone, even though called the one opinion. Even though it's the human body. And not only is Bona, but even Kosev. If you look on that Kuvdal and Eben Beis, there's discussion about someone who writes on the skin. Right? And the possibility of the Chiyav of Kosev. Right, so therefore, he thinks there should be no shah that there is in theory tofer begufa adam. He thinks so. And the following shah, why is there a chiyuv tofer? If I wouldn't have stitched the stitch together, guess what would have happened without me? It would have come together anyway. It takes a few days. Right. We do stitches for two reasons. One, chalila v'chas infection, it would be dangerous. And two, cosmetic. If you leave it by itself, germs can get in chalila, and it leave a big scar. But it's going to go together anyway. If someone gets a deep cut, wait, it'll come back a week later. It's going to be, you know, together. So maybe he says, I'm not chayav on tofer. What happened anyway? He rejects that svar. He rejects that svar. Why? Right now I sold it. Look at what happened anyway. What does it mean? Right now I sold it together. Who cares? What doesn't matter what would have happened anyway? More than that, my selling it will help the natural sphere come together anyway. Doesn't take away from my chiyuv. Right? I'll say, here's a chalumdus. No, but my tefira is not a tefira miskayemes. It's not forever. Because in the 3 days from now, the natural tefira will kick in. So my tefira is only a 3-day tefira, so it should be chayim and daraisa. He says, no. You don't need a tefira miskayemes. You need a chibra miskayem. And the fact that the chibra in 3 days from now is going to be natural, you won't need your tefira anymore, doesn't make a difference. It didn't become undone. Just without some other force came in and made them come together. So he thinks, on the one hand, for that reason, it should be chayim. On the other hand, he says, what if you're doing for pikuach nefesh? It's an infection problem, chalila. You want to take it to the emergency room. Now, 5 stitches will do. They tell you now, mister, you have a big scar. Can I now make 5 other stitches? We'll be left with a scar. So there are many pikuach nefesh tikashas. Hutra, tchuya. Once you start and keep going, we're not learning to do a damage now. Not. That's the way Chesam Kippur, by the way. Put your tchuy, can you break a fast? How much? It's the same idea. We're not discussing that right now. If you have any question, to call me. If you don't know, be machmer. Machmer pikuach nefesh, as the Chaim said. And make a little Chesam Kippur Shabbos. This is a general rule. Fine. But forget about that. Not our topic right now. But Hilchos Tfira has the following Chiddush Nifla. He says, once I do 5 stitches, I put it together. It's together already. Not putting 5 more stitches, so it shouldn't leave a scar. Those 5 extra stitches don't create a chibur. No. It's already connected with the first 5 stitches. The next one's only there to move it a little bit so that it shouldn't leave a scar, not to create a chibur. And therefore, it's the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is mutter b'makom chol. I also only have 3 minutes left. I want to get to 1 food for thought. The Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa in Perek Tezvav, which is this Perek on garments, discusses zippers. Zippers. So in Perek Tezvav, Sif Ayin Ches, in my edition, maybe it's a couple of before, in the old edition, he has the following statement. Roch San. What's a Roch San? A zipper. How do you say zipper in colloquial Hebrew? I don't know. No one knows? Richrach. So we'll call that Richrach. That's a zipper. Okay? He says, no problem. No problem. Why is no problem? No Issur Tofer. No. It's like a button. You can leave it there forever. Shabbat Dev Shlomo Zalman Arba. No problem whatsoever. That's what he writes. However, it's not so poshut. I thought it was a poshut. The Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos by Rabbi Karp, he says, no. A zipper is tefira. Not the same as a button. A button or a clasp, that's nothing. That's an external connection from the outside. But a zipper is chibur habeged mamish. Mamish. And he said, if you're machmir, bain chutim bin akavim mechavim, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. Think you have it open to you still? Simin shin men. Sif katan chav tes. Watch this. Simen shin men. Sif katan chav tes. That's Sif Zayim we spoke about before. This is false. If it's not rechavim, then it's going to be prohibited. If it's rechavim, it's wide. Then it's like putting a cross in the lulav. It's like in the Mishkan, you know? You put a hook into a loop. Het the gum. No problem. But if it's tight, it's not rechavim, it's going to be prohibited. So he says the zipper is exactly that. And then he says, the Rebbe Yashiv sells that way. I believe Rav Shechter told me that the Rav, Zechat Tzadok Lebracha, and people think the Rav is a Mekel or something like that. At one point in his life, he passed in this way. And he went so far as to say, you can't zip your zipper. That's a problem. So I think, check Rav Shechter, if you see him, But the rabbi used to go and buy special pants that had buttons. I don't know if you can buy those pants anymore. So people think the rabbi was of some makeup. Would you ever do such a thing? In buttons, and I went to the bathroom and said, unbutton. I mean, wild. Catch him out. Check the Rav Shackle, so you'll see him. They'll ask him if the story is true. In the Megillah Sefer, just to give you a final source, Simchah Gimel Sifkot Mehei, he suggests that Eina Chinami maybe should be considered cross of Lulos, right? But it's Usher anyway, if it's done on a permanent basis. We don't have that permanent. You're taking it out. The other post can assume, Rav Karp does not say you can't zip your zipper in your pants. Chas v'shalom, he never said that. He says up and down, up and down, up and down. It's meant to be open and closed. Shimush. What he did say is you can't put in your zipper line in your raincoat on a Shabbos. That's in and out twice a year. Put it in the winter and take it out in the summer. That you see, can't do that on Shabbos. And Megillah Sefer wanted to say it that way, but he saw him, Shlomo Zalman, his Mekel, Shmir Shabbos, so he changed his mind, Rebosai, and he was Mekel. Bosai, we're out of time. I want to wish you all a Gemar Kasima Tova. I'm sure that we spent a lot of time on Yom Kippur. Most of you is about Yom Kippur today. About the Seder HaTefillah, most of it. It'll give you an additional taste in the Seder HaTefillah. It's important that you spend some time before Yom Kippur to you now and then, going over the Magzer. It's also part of preparing for Yom Kippur, aside from the Tshuva. We should all be Zoche and Iskus to a Gemar Kasima Tova, Shnas Chaim V'Shalom. The next year will take place the Monday after Sukkot. Sunday is in fact a legitimate travel day as opposed to other days. Okay. So we'll stop here.